Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
We did it.
We did it. I was just waiting. I was waiting until you said something.
I can't believe we did it. Well, we're back.
Awesome.
After a two-week hiatus.
Good to be back.
It is great to be back. Well, this week coming up on the Derek and Kay Show, I've got the whitest cities in America.
Oh, wow. Gotta get my sounder ready for that one.
Yes, absolutely.
We've got stupid bank robbers, multiple stupid bank robbers.
I feel like we have stupid bank robbers every week.
Oh, they're so good.
They never stop robbing places, I guess.
That's right.
We have the Ohio priest getting drunk and ranting out in jail this week. I promise. I promise.
Oh, that's right. You teased that last time.
Yeah, and I never played it because it's just too damn long, but it's great. It's great, even though it happened like a month ago now.
I got problems in a Taco Bell.
Not a combination Taco Bell.
Not a combination. Love that song, though. It's great.
All right. And lastly, we so excited about Rebecca Black's Friday.
Yes.
All coming up on this week's Derek and Kay Show. Two-hour
awesome.
Bonus.
Yeah.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Let's get retarded in here.
Hey, gorgeous.
Isn't it yummy?
Winning?
I think it's a yes.
Whack! I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me?
Nice beaver.
We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from into like a lesson with the fact that you lose the inhibition. Follow your intuition. We are in the soul of break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, you're just gonna leave out. You would have been how we were out.
Who am I, bitch? My own damn friend.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
It's the Derek and Kay Show.
We are broadcasting live March 27th, 2011.
Yes, your weekly dose of the good news.
And, I don't know where the sheep are. Damn it.
Oh, for the in like a lamb, out like a lion.
They were here last time.
Oh, they're gone. They've gone. Your sheep have gone.
I guess they're
astray.
Out. That's really sad.
They're out.
Oh, anyways, I am Derek. And there is Kay.
I'm Olivia. And if you want to, you can contact the show on email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Become You've got
a
mail.
Fan on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. And chime in when we're live at 661-467-2416. Standard rates may apply if you are calling from a rotary phone, a cell phone, a phone on the street,
yeah.
I don't know, jail maybe.
Jail.
And you have to pay for the call. But otherwise, if you have a money cell phone, a Sprint, AT&T, whatever, T-Mobile, you're good. Probably, right?
That circle dial thing?
That's no good.
Right.
That's no good. Anyway, we have some special guests.
We have a very special guest. Multiple guests.
Multiple in-studio guests.
Starting on my left, the very talented, wonderful, beautiful Sarah. Oh, wait. There we go. There. Hello.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi.
Sorry about
that. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Happy to be here on this beautiful day.
So good to be back.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good to be back.
And we must mention that Sarah was a reason why we did not broadcast during on the 12th.
Oh, that's right.
Because
that is right.
The 13th.
Was it the 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
The 13th, she had a fabulous performance with the
Holyoke Civic Symphony.
Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Which we attended in Western Massachusetts. Did a very bang-up job.
It was really
bravissimo.
A great day. Yeah. Really fun.
You guys were very sweet to attend. And, wow, we had a really interesting time out after, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Maybe we'll go back to that later.
Yeah,
yes.
That's definitely a good conversation.
I totally forgot about that, by the way.
It was fun.
We should probably introduce our fourth guest. We have...
Fourth guest?
We're two. We got four people in the room. I'm trying to put it all together. probably one of the funniest people I know. I wouldn't be who I am today without my Uncle Mark.
You're talented or beautiful, I hear.
What's talented and beautiful?
It's great to be here with Derek. This is a beautiful studio.
Thank you.
Is this a bordello at night?
Well, it's all kinds of things.
You got a bar,
right?
You got a bed, you got a bath.
Oh, we got Tetris music in the background.
Yeah, a little Tetris music.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure that
brings in
a client.
We're going to be here till 4 a.m.
Wow.
Who doesn't know that music?
It's so great.
Yeah.
Makes you want to play.
Play something.
Makes you feel a little hyper.
It doesn't make me want to play with you guys. I can't keep up with you people.
Oh, it's a great game.
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, it's really fun.
We get Alex in here.
Take us all down.
You guys got a family Tetris thing going on. I can't. I'm not even close. I played one night with you guys, and I nearly killed myself.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, the way to play is you have to wait people out. You have to wait to the fourth or fifth hour before you can give him some damage.
Oh, I see how it is. Yes. You save it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Where's that coming from?
Yeah, it's the other speakers.
It's the most professional, unprofessional show on the internet
that's
today.
That's right. We're back
it's
in 2 weeks, and just trying. Now we got four people in the studio
it's
trying
a
to make it
a crazy.
Got lots of things going on here.
And last week I had a performance and could not be here during the show.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of performing going on.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Even though it was not a solo performance, I was just a chorus gal.
Was that the Bach B minor?
It was the Bach B minor Mass.
Yeah.
Twice. There's Tetris going on everywhere.
Oh, really? I'm trying to see what's going on with that.
That's a big thing.
Okay.
It is a big thing, and I even though I was done in time for the podcast, I don't think my voice was done.
You
of course.
After
break.
That, yeah. Yep. A lot of singing. Did you have a good week?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah?
Did a lot of home changes and reorganizing things. Got the new cabinet here.
Yeah, it looks
different
in here.
The new bar area.
The bar expands.
Yeah. It's yeah. Nice. I had to get it bigger, but as I was pointing out to people last night, I think I need to, if the bottles don't fit in this cabinet, I shouldn't get more than that what fits in that cabinet.
It's like, a big cabinet. That's,
yeah, it's pretty big. So there's the bottles. And it's been pretty good. A lot of cleaning.
Those bottles don't fit in the cabinet, though. Those Svedka bottles, those
I know,
are tall, right?
I know. I'm going to have to, duplicates are okay.
The place looks great.
I see.
Thank you. Thank you. There's been a lot of improvements going on.
The backsplash is amazing.
Thank you. Tiled
that's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I'm still staring at the scotch.
Oh, you want the bottle over there?
I'm getting your
medicine,
again.
As you call it?
Yes.
Yeah,
Mark's got his medicine right here. Also known as, what brand are we having right now?
I was hoping it was Lafroy. I don't think we're there yet, though. There's a bottle in front of it. I have to work my way back.
Yeah,
oh.
You start with the one that's in front.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, are you drinking the Hudson?
Oh, no, no.
Is that
yeah.
what you're having?
No,
are you having something else?
Yeah.
We don't know
yeah.
which one.
We don't know. It's good.
Just unnamed bottle of whiskey.
I'm having some water, though.
Yeah, I'm having some Nerds.
Very is that in the
exciting.
Bowl?
No, it was like, it's been in my bag for months. But sugar never goes bad.
That's all good,
they
yeah.
taste the same as when I just freshly opened them. It's like Halloween candy. You have it around for a while.
And good. I'm having Root.
Root?
What is Root?
It's apple carrot juice, and it has a little bit of pineapple in it and a lot of vitamin C.
Apple carrot.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Fruits and vegetables.
Well, I need to be getting more of those.
Beta carotene?
I guess, yeah.
Oh. Well, I like a good carrot.
I do like a good carrot.
Yeah, but just don't cook it.
You don't like the cooked carrots?
Oh, you cook a carrot, you ruin it.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
It's horrible. I hate when I'm in a restaurant and they serve to me cooked carrots.
Baked carrots with maple syrup. Then it'll work.
That sounds pretty good.
I think if you put some sugar, some kind of sugar sweetener on it, then it's good. Otherwise, not a fan of the cooked carrot.
Wait a minute. What about the carrot ginger soup puree?
Oh, that is good. I do like that.
That's a really nice
soup.
Yeah,
that is really nice.
I guess. It's not like a top seed of soups in my world.
It sounds like you're going to say to put sugar in that, too.
Yeah. Load it up with sugar. Sugar.
Yummy.
That's sugar. Anyway, I had a rough week with a sleep.
Oh, yeah. You had an incident, didn't you?
I did have an incident. I had I had a spider. A spider come into the apartment.
Oh, boy.
And I'm definitely afraid of spiders.
How big was that spider?
It was very small.
How big was the spider?
It was like this big.
Did he bite you on the ass?
No, but I
not an ass spider.
I'm very afraid of. I haven't bitten by multiple spiders, and also have had one land on my face in my sleep.
Okay, that's horrible.
So I'm illogically afraid of spiders for some reason. Only inside. If they're outside,
yeah,
I'm fine with it. But if they're inside my house, I got a big problem. So there was a spider on the ceiling. I couldn't touch it, couldn't reach it, couldn't
just
get at it.
Just staring at it.
Just staring at it. And my husband refused to kill it because he said he couldn't see it. So at 5 in the morning, I wake up and I swear the spider's close. So I turn on the light. The spider's on the ceiling right above my head.
Getting a little closer?
Yeah. So I turn on the light. I watched it for like 2 hours. Just
are you kidding?
God. I'm not kidding. I watched it crawl across the room or on the what's that on the ceiling? The little board that's, you know, between
the ceiling. It was
taunting.
That's 2 hours you don't get back.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Between 5 and 7, I watched that spider go all around the room. It was not good.
You got to get up there with like a little bowl or a cup or something and let him drop in there and then just like open the window and go.
Oh, that's horrible.
Or no, you got to do it.
Or
man.
What you need is that thing for old people that you can reach stuff.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They change light bulbs and you could like.
I know where I can get one of
that
those.
That kind of thing. Right?
I know where I can get one of those.
Yeah.
But you know, I watched the spider for a long time, and it's, you know, they're very active at night, at dawn and dusk. And eventually, when the lights came on, it went back to the same little spot and just stayed there all day.
That. Home.
And
then
he's turning.
Yeah. And then the next day, I had Tom kill it.
Oh, that's good. I had a problem when I think both times when I lived both apartments.
Little spider incident.
I had little bites, like little tan spiders, and I swore that they were biting me. It was horrible.
Spiders.
They were biting you.
Yeah.
You had bite marks.
And I would wake up, and then I would see them, and then I would kill them. It was like this mission. It was horrible.
And remember the daddy long legs that were in the shower all the time? Those.
Oof. Wow, too bad this isn't TV. I was ready. Yeah.
And we're laughing because Derek's got this water bottle, and he put it down and
maybe,
it splashed all over his face.
Maybe I should drink out of a glass.
or
like a
baby
human.
Bottle. You need a sippy cup?
Yeah.
Spiders I'm not doing very well with this week. Yeah, I lost like 2 hours of sleep. So I went to bed later that day and just had an epic nap.
I had something similar to that once. I heard something behind me on the curtains.
Oh, no.
And thinking it might have been a butterfly or something like that, opened the curtains, and there was a bat.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Actually caught the bat, got it out of
with
the house.
With your hands?
No.
Rabies.
Caught it with a glove, a baseball glove.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, caught it with a glove.
All you need is a ball, and then you got a game. Sorry.
It lived in our garage. We used to always see bat droppings. And then you tiptoe out in the middle of the night. But I didn't sleep too well after that, thinking, I wonder how it got in.
Yeah.
Yeah. How
curious.
That
how would
in?
That happen?
No, I didn't let it in.
Weird.
The bat door. Through the bat cave.
The bat cave, yeah.
You know, when I was, in like 2004, I went to Baltimore for a conference. And that happened to be the same year that the cicadas were coming out.
Oh,
of the ground.
Oh, my gosh. Those things are crazy.
I remember you.
Cicada invasion. And
those
I have,
things are so crazy.
Yeah. And for those of you who've never seen a picture of me, I have curly hair. And I went into my parents' yard because my parents live in Maryland. And it was cicadas everywhere. And one, you could hear them coming.
Yeah.
And one flew right into my hair, got kind of caught.
Oh, those
and I
are
did
so
the
gross.
Whole I did the whole flailing thing. It was not good.
It
I never
you,
went outside again.
Because they'll hit you like with something. It's like getting. It's like hard. It's like something hard.
Oh yeah, they have
they're
a hard
like,
exoskeleton, and they fly right at. And they're bad flyers, so they just right in your face.
They're,
oh.
just, they're just dumb.
It was not a good time.
Jeez. Every 17 years? Is that what?
Every
it is?
17 years. Mm. Yeah, and then I happened to be down there for a conference. The
just think timing. How old we're going to be in 2021.
I can't even think about it.
Come on.
That. Oh,
10 years
God.
From now.
Don't. We're not even going to talk about it.
Yeah. How about the time I had to take care of Pads? And
Paddington's my cat, by the way.
Yeah. And and I was staying at your house for like several days, and I thought he was pooping in the bed, so I couldn't sleep.
I know, because cat poops look exactly like carrot,
like rice,
like caraway seeds. Or
I didn't know I didn't know if it was just the little bits after the cat poops or what. Anyway, I have these sheep that are made of like they have like warm rice inside them. They're eye pillows, and one of the sheep was leaking, and I thought it was maybe Pad's little excess. Stuff that hangs off their ass. I don't know.
Poor Paddington.
He's having trouble sleeping.
Poor Paddington.
Yeah, Pads. His poops are a lot bigger than that. Any cat, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls.
Not Tootsie.
A little bigger, though.
Oh, God.
I hate Tootsie Rolls. We already had this
discussion about
gross candy.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls, I'm sorry. I think they're disgusting. It's like candy poop.
White Rabbit.
It's
a
lot of exercise on the jaw.
It is.
Yeah, it's a workout.
White Rabbit. What's it contaminated with?
Formaldehyde.
Oh, nice.
It was small traces of it. I think
what's
it's back on the market. It's like a vanilla milk version of a Tootsie Roll.
Gross.
It's pretty good.
One pill makes me nervous. Only one pill.
Go down the rabbit hole. You could get them in Canada, but I don't know if you can still get them now.
I think they're gross. But
you've had them. Have you had them?
Yes. You made me eat one.
I made you.
Yes, you did. You forced it.
You must eat this.
You're
now.
Like, here, try one. You kept talking about it.
I remember that.
You kept talking about it for like weeks.
I
love the white rabbit.
I almost bought
the
a case.
Rabbit. You did?
I almost bought a case.
Oh, how do we feel about this?
Well, we should crack
that
open.
I
want to
try some of that. Those
Whitney's.
These colorful.
They were made at the place.
What place?
This little candy shop in Winchester, Mass. That we were passing through on our way to a funeral.
We'll crack those open.
Oh. Happy candy corn.
Well, no, it was in between the funeral
candy.
They make no sense to me.
Between the funeral and the burial, we were like, this is intense, man. We got to stop
off.
Let's
get some candy.
We didn't know we were going to pass this awesome candy shop.
Pick it up a little bit, yeah.
They look like teeth. They do.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh.
And the different colors don't taste different, do they?
Are they like candy corns?
They are candy corns.
Funeral candy corn.
Oh.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, they taste good. Well.
This is the season, I
what
guess.
What do you think?
I don't know. Well.
Yeah. I did get them a week and a half ago.
Well, they're still good.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, they're good. They're good.
Yeah.
Happy funeral candy corn.
Mm.
They're like Peeps. They only made them once. 40 years ago, but they just keep selling
things. You know, I can probably say I've never had a Peeps.
Really?
Mm-mm. Well, you don't
like
marshmallows.
Well, Derek has had enough for all of us here.
Wow.
I enjoy a Peep every now and again.
Mm. I'm really. And moving on.
You don't like Peeps? I know, you don't like marshmallow. You have a whole thing with marshmallow.
It's very upsetting.
Why is it upsetting? It's so delicious.
No,
soft.
it's so disturbing.
It's chewy.
It tastes so vile. Words can't even describe.
Tastes like sugar. What are you talking about?
Yummy.
It's basically sugar. Is it the texture?
I don't know, man. I can't eat.
Worse than cotton candy?
I don't care for cotton candy.
That's like eating insulation.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, with like
colored insulation.
I get sites for cotton candy, too.
Well, let me tell you. You put them back to back, though. The cotton candy is a little sweeter,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get a bloody mouth. It's pretty good. It's a little bit better.
Where do you get the bloody mouth?
A little bit.
For me, the insulation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they both look the same. They both look like you have a bloody mouth, though. So. You look like the red cotton candy. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Is it break time?
It might be break time.
And then we come back with some weird news.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
I'm excited.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness business will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Pace Show. Heyo, it is the Darrington Pace Show. We are back.
Welcome back. And as usual, you can chime in via email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. And chime in live on your phone at 661-467-2416. Standard rates may apply. And now, time for the weird news.
Yeah, we got some weird news.
I'm excited. No more mouse fighting with at pizza places, though, right?
No, that was pretty good.
That was awesome.
Uncle Nick's Pizza,
Uncle
I think that's
Nick
what it was.
In what town was that? Upper Darby.
Was it Pennsylvania?
Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
I don't remember exactly where this happened. Yeah. Well, let's start it off. This comes to us from San Antonio. This is an angry Taco Bell customer. Police say a Taco Bell customer was enraged at the 7 burritos he ordered gone up in price and fired a gun in the air.
You're kidding.
No, this is real.
Wait, where is this?
This is San Antonio.
Oh, no.
The price changed from 99 cents to $1.49.
Oh, that's quite the price jump, though.
I know. I guess they were doing a promotion before.
Oh.
Well, he ended...
God forbid you should pay more than the 99 cents for your effing taco at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I guess this gun was just a BB, but...
Bloody perspective on life.
He went back to a hotel room 3 hours later and was getting a bigger gun.
What? Are you?
And that's what's happening in San Antonio. Yeah, there was a...
what happened?
There was a three-hour standoff.
In the Taco Bell?
Yeah, it was in the Taco Bell. No, wait a minute. No, there's a 3 hour standoff at the hotel.
Was it a regular Taco Bell or was it a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell?
I'm looking for
it. Oh, damn it, really?
Wait, it's not Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, sometimes it's Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
This is my favorite.
What? I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait.
Yeah, sometimes you want a meat lovers, but you also want an enchilada
on
the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you want nachos.
Or nachos and breadsticks.
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
No, I'm at the Pizza Hut combination Taco Bell.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I had a 3 hour stand up at a Taco Bell. But that was between me and the bathroom.
Oh.
No, but I'm confused. I thought
Oh, is your... Sorry, you not...
Hi. Hello.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Let me turn the Taco Bell off.
I thought
there you go.
Taco Bell was with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Isn't it that way in Cambridge?
I don't understand. Yeah, the one in the corner there?
I have seen a couple of Taco Bell / Kentucky Fried Chickens. I'm embarrassed to say I have actually been inside a couple. But I think that there are... I think they're a promiscuous change, and I think they intermingle with each other, right?
But
what does that mean?
Well, you never see three together. Well, do you see the three together?
No. But it's got to be, and it's got to be two different kinds of food. It can't be like combination McDonald's and Burger King. It's always combination like
like a different kind of food,
like D'Angelo.
Yeah,
and like
what is that one? Pizza. Pizza Hut. No,
pizza
not Pizza Hut.
Hut. No, I think you're right. I think Pizza Hut and D'Angelo are
is that
together.
One too? Wow.
Yeah.
So Pizza Hut swings both ways.
Derek,
that's interesting.
Promiscuous. Remember our road trip in the late 90s?
Oh, boy.
And I think we...
Then we went
to
New York?
No. That was when we went to Georgia.
Isn't that what it's called?
No, but when we went to
Georgia. Oh, we went down south. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and there was nowhere
everything
to eat.
Everything had meat, and everyone thought I was a chick. I don't know. It's not...
Remember, we went to this restaurant called the Black Eyed Pea, and we were hoping there would be vegetarian food. So you order the Black Eyed Peas, and they come with huge ham hocks.
Yeah, that's right.
That was as close to vegetarian as they
could. Couldn't even get like a side of vegetables because they were going to slip in some pork.
Well, that's what happens down south. Even your vegetables have meat.
Even my vegetables.
Yes, it's just the way it is.
We did manage to... go to the Cheesecake Factory.
That was the first time.
First time both of us had ever been to one.
And did you have glass in your drink that time too, or wood, or anything like that?
I did not.
Oh, good.
That happened later.
They made a good first impression to lure you in, and then they started altering your meals.
Every time, it's like every other time I go to the Cheesecake Factory, I always get either a piece of glass or a burnt stick.
You win.
Yeah. You usually get a free meal.
That's good.
Yeah. There's actually a story. I don't have it up on the Weird News while we're in the Weird News. There is, I don't remember where it was, but someone claimed to found a condom at the Cheesecake Factory.
What?
In the food?
In food.
But they sent it to be analyzed. I guess that's what they do now. When you find something in food, they got to test everything. Like, they're going to get from it. But
I shouldn't
actually,
ask the question?
You can ask the question.
Was it used?
that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Everyone must have thought that.
That is a good question. No, it was actually a finger of a rubber glove.
Oh,
which is also gross.
Yeah. That's still gross.
Yeah.
Oh, where had that finger been? I mean,
so yeah.
There's a glove without a finger. That's weird.
And a finger without a glove.
That's true.
Maybe it was the four-finger chef.
Oh, God. It wasn't a corn protector?
Corn protector. That's right. What the hell are corn protectors?
I think I saw those at CVS.
Now
last week.
I understand that it was corn on the foot.
Oh.
I didn't know what that was.
We thought
was
it was just big
about...
condoms for your ears of corn.
Yeah.
There's corn.
Hey, don't go with that corn
get
protected.
Corn on their feet.
What?
People get corn on their feet.
Yes. I forgot about that, though. Yes. I didn't realize that.
But at the time, when we heard corn protectors, we were like, what?
That's a shout-out to Julie.
Yeah, Julie. Is she listening today?
She is listening.
All right.
Hi, Julie.
Yeah. And thank you, Julie, for helping me get everything ready today and running out to get our other mic cable that we needed. And speaking of condoms, microphone condom.
Oh.
Or windscreen, I think is what
I
you
feel
call
protected.
It.
Yes, windscreen.
That's the proper name.
Yeah.
Windscreen.
But never broadcast unprotected.
That's right.
What's your
All right,
story?
We'll go back to the weird news here. We got two bank robbers. We got one in...
They never stop, do they?
This is unbelievable. And they go so well together. This is in Dallas. This is a bank robber that demands money. And then at the... Well, if we're going to be giving you money, we need two forms of ID. He whips out ID.
Are you
serious? He gives him his ID.
Dumbass.
And he gets away with $800. But they caught him, obviously, because they had two forms of ID.
Oh, my God.
He thought there were rules.
It's the real thing.
I can't even believe that's true. I really can't even believe that's true.
Yeah, come on.
That's what's happening in Dallas. He's a 49-year-old.
And obviously, IQ, maybe like 80.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
I think that's generous, Kate.
You think it's generous?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he had enough smarts to go in and try to rob it.
He had enough smarts to get an ID.
That's true.
Yeah. He might not have an ID.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it could have been someone else's.
Yeah, so he's not
who's
like...
Who's honest?
He's not like Charlie Gordon
level.
That would
have been better, though.
But maybe 80.
Could have made away with it.
Can't be someone else because they caught the guy.
Well, here's another one to keep with that same theme. This is in Pennsylvania. A man tries to open a bank account with two forms of ID and then tries to immediately rob the bank.
You're kidding.
This is the 35 years old.
35?
Yeah. This is Harrisburg. And
is there a picture of the culprit?
There's not a picture.
That always gives it away.
This is, I guess he still faces, charges in bank robbery, obviously.
Right?
But, yeah, he drove off with a small amount of cash.
So
they don't say the amount here.
So he sat down at, like, the little office where they talk to you. And
yeah.
Like, oh,
let's set up a bank account. Yeah.
And then he just, like, did he go to the teller and try to rob the teller? Or did he, like,
I think it was right at the desk. And he made away with a small amount of cash, but then got in a car accident. And that's what's happening in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, state where I was born. Good stuff happening there, I guess.
Well, don't take it, like banks with IDs.
Not yet.
Oh, and then we have a
new update.
Which one is this regarding?
What, 7,000 condoms that were stolen?
Yes, in Malaysia?
That's right, they've been recovered.
You're kidding.
Yes.
None of them were used? All of them were recovered? This is like a pallet of condoms, right?
Yeah,
this is a huge amount.
I won't ask a question this time.
This is $1.5 million worth of condoms that were stolen.
I can't even
it was an inside job.
Worth that much.
Huh?
I can't even imagine the condoms would be worth that much.
I know, like how much would add up to be that amount?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a warehouse, right? Or
yeah, like it's condoms.
Truckload. Crap load. Yeah. Well, they were recovered, I guess, the same place where they were, in the same area that they were stolen. But the people, I guess it was a few people that were involved, and some people worked with a company. They're now facing 10 years in prison if convicted on corruption, which... That's what's happening in Malaysia,
where they might receive free condoms.
That's true.
Did they say what they were planning to do with all of the stolen condoms?
Well,
I don't understand a condom theft.
Yeah, I guess it's like I'm assuming you're going to try to sell them, but how are you going to? It's like black market. How does that work? Even I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe internet.
Internet.
Like, I mean, I guess
back alley.
eBay.
But
back alleys, man.
Yeah, I mean, here's a question: who orders condoms on the internet?
Yeah.
And then. Why would you need...
Oh, my God. I'm sure people buy them off Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
No. I can tell you can get them there.
Dude,
yeah.
You can get everything on Amazon.
You sound
pretty
sure.
I know, but I want to...
You can.
I want to see what the market is.
So they were found... We're Amazon Prime.
You Prime?
I'm Prime,
Prime
now.
Prime is awesome. Isn't it great?
I don't know how to use it. Like, even though I am Prime, I've still got to...
Well, you got to
spend a certain amount, and then it's free.
No, it's that... Or
you pick the one that's
like
Amazon
Prime.
Like,
$70-something a year?
Yeah.
And then...
like, $80 a year.
And if it's a Prime thing, it's free shipping.
Prime thing.
Yeah, that's right. How I got my 10,000 napkins.
This sounds really cheap. So. You can get 100 Durex Extra Sensitive Condoms for $14.93.
Whoa!
Wow.
Doesn't that sound kind of cheap?
It sounds cheap.
It does sound kind of cheap.
I don't know. I haven't bought condoms in a while, so I don't know.
I buy my deodorant on Amazon.com.
Cool.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's going to Italy, I've been obsessed with this kind of deodorant they use over there that doesn't have the ninoxidil 9 and all the bad stuff in it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So I get it on Amazon.
I get my shaving stuff sent every 6 months.
Sent, I mean, thanks to who? The brand you're now using?
Oh, the shaving the shaving cream. Is it Nivea?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's great, yeah.
Who hooked you on it?
That's totally Sarah. Were we in the snowstorm? We're like, was that when we bought it? No.
In the snowstorm?
It was like a weird time. Like, we were just kind of randomly popped in the store. No, it was the three of us. Now I remember.
What were we doing?
I don't know.
Yes, you're
we're
right.
Just going
it,
back
I know
something.
What it was. It was the
you
end of
it.
Christmas shopping at the end of the night.
Oh, was that our Friday?
And
then
we went
crazy
Walgreens
shopping? Yeah, it was
at
crazy.
At like 10:30 at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Usually. Good time.
Normal stuff. Yeah.
I get my deodorant condoms on Amazon.com, too.
Condoms.
You smell good all day.
You can get
wow.
a 48-count pack of Okamoto sampler condoms for $9.41. That's 20 cents a condom.
Hmm.
The varieties include Crown, Beyond 7, Crown Colors.
Yep.
Because colored condoms are so awesome.
And they have the studded ones?
Yes, Beyond 7 studded.
What?
Studded condoms.
Yeah.
Now, let's...
Hey, now!
Let's, I know this is getting into some dicey territory, but let's discuss a colored condom and how troubling it is.
Yeah.
There's no point, all right?
There really isn't a point.
How about glow-in-the-dark?
Oh,
they glow-in-the-dark, right?
Yeah, there are glow-in-the-dark. Those are like a novelty. You can't get those like a grocery store, I don't think.
Yeah, you might be able to nowadays.
Really?
Sometimes it's useful to use them, not what for they're intended for, but other things.
Like what? Protecting the corn in the dark?
Hey, now!
Tiny corn.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That is the weird news.
It is?
Close the weird news, I think, at this point.
Oh, wow! I don't know. I want to talk more about condoms.
Oh, we can keep that going.
Okay, maybe more in the second hour when we're a little more free-for-all. Anyway, should we take another break?
We could take another break.
And then we'll come back for the entertainment news and the hot topics of the week.
Awesome.
Nice. And maybe we'll start to crack open some wine here.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, drinking the second half.
Yes,
that
drinking the second half for sure. Sound effect.
Not me. That
oh,
was live.
Sarah?
Oh, no.
Well, you know when
no.
a dog drinks.
Oh, they lap up.
Okay. We will be right back after this.
Here, this is the Darren Kincaid Show.
I leave anything on your front lawn, under your porch, on the side of the highway where you can store all that stuff my way, down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Storage.
I don't think y'all understand me when I tell you I store anything. What's in this box? I don't know. It's not my business. Briefcase full of fake money. Not my business. This fan used to oscillate. It don't oscillate no more. Oscillated. All gone. Right here at Jones Big Ass Warehouse and Storage Facility Truck Rental. Your mother-in-law kind of skinny. I can fold it up, put it on my back on a bicycle, and bring it down on this motorcycle. Come on down here and bring all you got. You don't want PVC valve. Beads, please, CDs, metal band. Somebody left a cone. You knew damn well when you dropped that CD, nobody going to want to buy it. And put it right here in this here building for the low, low price of $10.99 a month. You can't beat that. Hell, you can't see the kid in Africa for that. You can't stop me. I can only be contained. Nobody can slow me down. Throwing shit all over the place. Don't matter to me. I don't give a damn what it is. Bring it on.
Go ahead and give me a call or find me on them internets at www.jonesbigasstruckrentalandstorage.com. That's J-O-N-E-S, Big Ass Truck Rental and Storage.com.
Rebound, watch out. No post, Not only is this a bus, but this is a bus that a friend of mine escaped.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
We are back. And feel free to chime in via email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Facebook. Also follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com, where there are videos posted for your viewing pleasure. And chime in live when we're on at 661-467-2416. Standard calling rates may apply.
Yeah. Hey, give us a call.
Let us know what's going on in your world.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's ready for the Hot Topics Entertainment News for the week?
Oh, Hot Topic.
We have dead air as I look for the entertainment music.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well. Totally not prepared. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Here we go.
All right.
Anyway, I think the first thing we must cover is Liz Taylor's death. This Wednesday, she died at 79 of congestive heart failure at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. But her estate will earn lots of money from her White Diamonds brand perfume and also a couple of other scents, which are Passion and Passion for Men. Taylor's scents brought an estimated $69 million at retail worldwide last year, according to a tracking firm, Euromonitor International. Has anybody ever smelled White Diamonds?
Smelled it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen it or smelled it or whatever you do with it.
It's not my fave.
Is it like Lady Gaga's?
So with the meat and semen? Or no, it was blood and semen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen an update on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe there'll be an update on it.
Maybe. Stay tuned. Yeah. Maybe there'll be a news update.
Yeah, those are great.
Passion was big in the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah.
White Diamond's not my favorite.
I can't say any of the Liz Taylor fragrances are my favorite.
Yeah,
but
I
Liz Taylor.
She's,
you know,
fabulous.
A different thing.
Yeah, a great activist and in one of my favorite movies ever, National Velvet, which featured.
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
She was a child when she did that.
She did.
Really?
What, did you ever see any Liz Taylor movies at all, Derek? Here's the game. What has Derek seen?
Let me think about this. This
could be a quick game.
Yeah. Right.
Let me think about it here.
Okay, moving on.
No, sorry. I don't have anything. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, Zsa Zsa Gabor was very upset over Liz Taylor's death. 94-year-old Zsa Zsa, who had her right leg partly amputated last January, was rushed to Los Angeles UCLA Medical Center after Elizabeth Taylor's death was announced. Her reaction to Taylor's death was severe, causing a dangerous rise in pressure. Her husband, Prince Frederick von Anhalt, said that in her very emotional state, Zsa Zsa claimed, "Celebrities always go in threes. We've had Jane Russell. Now it's Elizabeth, and I'm next."
Mm.
Okay.
Gabor remained in the hospital for one day where she calmed down, and they were able to get her blood pressure under control, and then she was sent home later that evening.
Wait, partially amputated?
Yeah, I mean, not her whole leg.
No, not half the leg, like... They go halfway in and that's it.
Oh, I didn't know where the divide is.
I think it's only part of the leg.
No, I think probably from like the knee down or something.
Oh, okay.
They took a break.
Yeah.
But no, Liz Taylor, I mean, wonderful actress.
Fabulous actress. Some Like It Hot.
And then, of course, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Absolutely
with Richard
fabulous.
Burton, who she married twice. It's a phenomenal movie, actually set in Northampton. They filmed in Northampton.
Oh, really?
At Smith College.
Can you imagine marrying someone twice?
She has said that he and Mike Todd, I think that was her third husband, are the life. And Mike Todd was a hell of a director back in his day too. He died tragically. That's the only marriage of hers that didn't end in divorce.
Hmm.
Did not know that.
Oh, and the movie she won the first Academy Award for, Butterfield 8.
Oh, I never saw that.
Which is a great flick, though she hated every second of filming it and
Why?
Hated it. I don't know.
Huh.
Okay, I think because she had something going on with MGM. I don't know.
Have you seen
Cleopatra lately?
I've never seen Cleopatra.
No, it doesn't stand up just because of what you can see now and how fake it looked back then.
Oh, yeah, it's probably like Ben-Hur. You know
right.
how Ben-Hur looks
right.
so gaudy. Yeah. Oh, my
fake
God.
Fake rocks. Looks old.
No, someone, you know, they left the scene in Ben-Hur where the guy got killed. There's actual footage of
someone
dying.
Really dying.
Yeah,
I remember that talk.
I guess I won't say
everyone was
fake
talking about that.
I had no idea about that.
It was during the chariot races.
That's horrible.
I know they left it in.
Yeah.
That's... Wow. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
That's depressing. Reese Witherspoon weds Jim Toth. Reese Witherspoon married Jim Toth earlier Saturday evening at her 6-acre ranch in Ojai, California. Is it Ojai? Ojai? I don't know.
I don't know how to say it. Yeah, but
Reese Witherspoon.
And who?
Jim Toth.
I don't know who that
is. Sounds kind of like a nobody.
Huh.
She wore a custom-designed Monique Lhuillier gown. 35-year-old Reese Witherspoon exchanged vows with the CAA agent, Toth, who's 40, in front of 120 family members and friends, including Renee Zellweger, Alyssa Milano, and Tobey Maguire.
Hmm.
So
CIA
married.
Agent or CAA?
CAA.
What's CAA?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's an
CIA.
Agent. I think I'm maybe for actors.
Oh.
Hmm. California acting agent or something.
I don't know.
Maybe. If you know, call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or write us an email.
So, Derek, please tell me you know who Reese Witherspoon
Fat
is.
Fat chance.
I know the name.
Oh,
I couldn't name anything else, but I don't know.
That's another fail.
Give me a movie or something.
Walk the Line.
Heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Never
the movie
heard of it?
About
no.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Or the biopic yeah. about Johnny Cash. The famous, what's the stupid Harvard movie where she acts and wears all the
Election.
Pink? No, where she wears the pink and Legally.
Legally Blonde.
Oh,
Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Election was good, too, though.
I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Did I see? I might have seen parts of that.
Yeah, she's in that. I'm like, yeah, it's a success.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charlie Sheen shelled out $7 million for new L.A. home.
Winning.
His new place, which he's knowing as a Sober Valley Lodge, is in the exclusive Mulholland Estates in Los Angeles.
Wow, winning.
I guess he's living there with the superstar girlfriends and his children and the whole
crazy. Does he have the kids?
Didn't they take them away? I thought they took them away.
Mueller, you know, I think that they had some sort of arrangement after she took them away, and then he talked about it, and then she got bitter. I don't know. There's some sort of legal battle going on.
Yeah. Now, the thing with the kids, do the kids also have tiger's blood? Does that come down?
I think they're winning also.
Winning?
They also have tiger blood.
Yeah.
And, they're little teeny
little.
Vatican assassin warlock.
Is this real tiger blood?
Yeah, I mean, they're only half tiger blood.
No,
so.
No, but is he drinking real tiger blood?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's just
no.
a drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can I get that?
Probably the internet. That's where you can get everything else, including condoms.
Comes free with the condoms.
Yeah.
As it should.
Every condom comes with a sample of tiger blood.
Buy one, get one.
BOGO. Barcelona's clothing line inspired by Rambo and Rocky.
Wow.
I'm sure that's going to earn billions of dollars anyway.
It's debuting in 2012. The collection will feature jeans, shirts, outerwear, underwear, and watches, eyewear, fragrance, athletic shoes, among other products that will be available after the initial launch.
Hmm.
And the name of the brand? Stallone.
Wow, creative.
Who would think?
It'll be tailored by tailored for men between 25 and 40 and will be available at the department stores like Macy's.
Does anyone really think that he would be making these clothes? I mean, he would be designing them like the perfumes. Did Liz Taylor design the perfume?
I'm guessing not.
No.
I mean, he's got some peeps on it, I'm sure. Maybe.
Well,
yeah.
I think what
and
happens
he looked
is
at it,
they,
he said, okay.
Yeah, right. They give
wonder,
their say.
Hey,
and
that smells
it.
Good.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it took him to come up with a name.
Hey, I like that shirt. Yeah. Those good
who pants. Wants Stallone, like, written across their sack, you know? I mean, that's a mid-turn.
Are they making sack covers now?
No, I'm just saying, like,
wait,
on
man.
Those
wait.
Untidy whiteys, you know how they have, like, Tommy Hilfiger and then Stallone
well, it
across
it. Well, doesn't say it over the front.
You ever watched?
But on it, yeah, it's kind of weird.
He might,
yeah,
with him,
oh,
with
boy.
His ego.
Well, have you ever watched an episode of Jersey Shore?
No, thank God.
I rest my case.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're on Jersey Shore, or if you're a friend of someone on Jersey Shore...
You have something across your sack?
Then you probably would... that, and you'd probably wear Stallone clothing. And accessories. Vienna Giardi is dating a former Bachelorette contestant, Casey Call, who was on... He was actually going to be on Bachelor Pad. I don't know. I watched both seasons of The Bachelor, and Casey was the most awkward, most socially inept Bachelor I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've only seen clips. I've never seen a full show, but I've seen different clips.
Well, here's a clip from his season on The Bachelorette. He was trying to woo Bachelorette Allie. It's very awkward.
You're in the house. I got to see her, the city. And we're just sitting there holding hands. Allie was cocooned, and she was trapped in this. You know, foundation of trying to look for love, and she didn't get it from Jake or anyone else. And now she's kind of expanded out into this beautiful butterfly, and she's ready and she's open for love. Here's my moment. I hope she takes it in. When I was flying in the helicopter,
Over this amazing city.
What is this?
I looked to my left and never saw something so pretty.
Awkward laugh from Allie.
At the end of tonight, I'm not just your average Joe, but I hope in my hindsight I'll see and find a rose. Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty intense stuff.
My God.
Anyway, I don't get that. Hey, thanks a lot. I don't get that minute back.
No, you don't. Casey was also featured on the show as saying he wanted to guard and protect her heart multiple times on camera. And he also got a tattoo saying of a little heart with like a little shield around it. For Allie, he was one of the most psycho bachelors I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wait, who's he dating now?
The winner from the two seasons ago Bachelor, Vienna Giardi, who had an embarrassing breakup on national television with Jake.
Oh, that
Yeah, very awkward.
I remember that. I think we played that.
We did play a clip from the show. Yeah. It was the most awkward hour I've ever seen in my entire life on television.
He kept telling her to stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking.
That
was
great.
It was super
yeah.
awkward and like uncomfortable, but I couldn't turn away. It's like a train wreck. OMG, online abbreviations make the Oxford Dictionary.
That's great.
Oh, nice.
So you can now open an Oxford Dictionary and see entries like OMG, OL, IMHO, which is in my humble opinion.
I forget about that one.
It's too long.
It is pretty long.
I am what?
IMHO, in my humble opinion.
Oh.
I can tell you use that one all the time.
Yeah.
And then
I'm going to do that all the time now.
And you can also look for new updates, also including the term muffin top.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Wait, that's in there?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
It just got updated.
Does it have two meanings?
It says a protuberance of flesh above the waistband of a tight pair of trousers. Who says trousers anymore, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't know, but and then there's the actual top of a muffin.
Yes, which is delicious.
Can I ask a stupid question?
I like to lick the sides.
Is BFF what I think it is?
What did you think it is?
Big
friend? Big freaking friend? Not.
What does it mean?
Best friend forever.
All right.
You can also look in the dictionary and see wags and girlfriends.
Wag.
I think that's more of a British thing.
Yeah.
And you can also see heart as a verb.
Oh,
as
my gosh.
To heart.
Stop.
Something.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. What is happening?
The world
the
is coming to an end.
The dictionary is going to be like 3 pages long.
Yeah. No, that's right. The world's coming to an end. And you can also see the word meep.
What?
What does that mean?
Like
is that the roadrunner's noise?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. It
what?
Just says a short, high-pitched sound.
Meep.
Meep. And also another word that
How
says,
are you today? Meep.
Meep. Meep.
Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Meep. Another sound that got another term that got added was a dot bomb.
What?
A failed internet company. And
I've never heard that.
I never heard it before.
That's pretty good.
And a term that's referred to when you Google yourself, it's called ego surfing.
Oh, I love that.
I love that,
crap.
Too.
That's awesome.
And to close, there is the last one that I added called DMI.
Oh, yes. Well,
of
course.
That was that one. A little too much, information.
Yeah, too much information. Anyway, Brett Michaels is suing over Tony Award's 2009 mishap. In which I guess something from the set fell on him and busted his head and busted his lip and a broken nose.
Wow.
He was whacked by a piece of scenery. But my first question is, what is Brett Michaels doing at the Tony Awards?
How come I never heard about this? Was the what prop fell on him?
I'm not sure. It resulted in him being hit in the head by a set piece.
Was this on TV?
I remember seeing it. I don't know what fell on him, but it was pretty big.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do? Because it was live? No? It's not live.
I think it was live.
I think it's live.
Yeah.
It's before or after?
Before.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know what?
He's
says,
blaming that on the set.
And he had a hemorrhage in 2010, and he's saying, and the clip is actually on YouTube, but
it fell on his
I
head?
I haven't seen him. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
CBS declined to comment and has a policy not to respond to lawsuits outside of court.
Wow.
So we'll find out what happens. American Idol Casey Abrams survives to sing another day. Casey Abrams was resigned to say goodbye with Ray Charles. I don't need no doctor, but they stopped him right after and said, "We're going to save you. Here's a clip."
Yes, I know what they can be.
Listen,
come over.
We know who you are, Casey. We don't need to hear you sing anymore, do we, Steven?
Yeah, this is crazy wrong. I mean, we made a decision here to keep you on.
So anyway, they used the one judge to say that they have per season to save Casey Abrams, which I think was justified because I think he's very good, and some of those people that are on there need to be voted off.
That sounded pretty good.
I haven't been watching American Idol. Is this kid's good?
He's really good. He plays stand-up bass, too.
Oh, really?
He's
that's
killer.
Cool.
He's killer. Like jazzy.
What is
he,
a
killer.
Young kid or older?
I think he's like 28 or something.
Huh.
Might be a little older, but he's good. So
wow.
I was glad they saved him.
Yeah, sounded good.
Yeah, I was actually tuning in this morning.
Was that him with just him on the vocals right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. And actually another story about American Idol that I didn't print out, that they like are moving out of their mansion because it's been invaded by spiders and like that's a spider story for you.
You're not going there soon, are you?
I will never go there. There's a Black Swan controversy.
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, the Natalie Portman's ballet double from the Black Swan movie is claiming that she did most of the dancing and that Natalie did not do a lot of the dancing. And they wanted to portray her as being some dance prodigy.
Oh.
Fight? Yeah, fight. This is Sarah Lane of the American Ballet Theater soloist.
Mm.
So.
My nephew actually worked on that film.
Really?
Yeah, and he said you could see what he would see would be the whole frame of the picture. And you could see the person holding and moving her below her to make her go the right direction in many things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Movies.
Scandal. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Is partying with publicist.
Oh, yeah.
GM outburst.
He's what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He's parting with his publicist after a Good Morning America outburst, in which he reportedly smashed a window, tore off his shirt, and stormed out of Good Morning America studios after being repeatedly asked about his 2009 assault on Rihanna.
Well, I'm glad he's learned to calm himself down publicly. That's good.
Yo, excuse me, miss. Check out my new CD.
I'm going to bust your set.
By the way, this is one of his best songs.
Yo, excuse me, miss. Yes.
Yeah, totally awesome.
Which game was this featured on?
DDR.
That we liked so much? Yeah, yeah. Dance Revolution.
We liked so bad. It was awesome.
Oh, we loved it.
Are you joking?
No, we're not joking.
It's great.
It's on Dance Revolution, and we were doing dancing to this for we would repeatedly choose this song.
So good.
Okay.
That's before he beat up Rihanna.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't listen to him.
Anyway. There's been a new toenail study, which I thought was
a funny
story.
Uh-oh.
But it's evergreen fish.
Mm-hmm. Where's this going to go?
Well, they're saying
omega-3s, probably.
It's an unusual health study. Researchers analyzing toxin levels in tens of thousands of toenail clippings determined that mercury from eating fish does not raise the risk of heart disease or stroke. So eat your swordfish, eat your shark.
Salmon.
And don't feel bad about it. And tuna. Tuna is really high in mercury, too. And I happen to love
tuna. They didn't take
tuna.
Our toenail clippings.
Oh, when are we going to go for sushi, Kay?
Oh, I don't know. We can go soon.
I know.
We really got to go.
Sushi.
Sushi is amazing.
No fishy sushi.
I know. Well, we should go to Duzo on Dartmouth. That's good.
Where?
Duzo?
What's Duzo?
Oh, it's really good sushi on Dartmouth Street.
I like Ginza.
There's my famous plug.
Getting so hungry.
Eat at Ginza.
I'm hungry.
I know. Let's order some Indian.
Oh, God, starving.
Me too, like Marvin.
Yeah, I've only had two whiffles.
Mother.
Anyway, if you want to go to a really white place and you don't want to see any black people at all, you can
move. White people are so scared of black people.
You can go to Marin County, California. Marin County, California.
Oh, God.
What's happening there?
This affluent county includes 7 of the 10 whitest communities in the Bay Area,
according to the latest
census figures.
Well, that's it.
And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development determined that Marin has failed to comply with the 1964 Civil Rights Act and two other anti-discrimination statutes.
Are you kidding?
Not kidding.
Whoa.
So if you're a whitey and you love white people, you need to go to Marin County right now.
White people are so scared.
I don't know if you can afford a house there. Because
wow.
I think it's full of the rich people.
Oh, my God.
But you probably won't find an Asian person there. You probably won't find an Indian there.
A Latino.
There, a Latino.
This is like that restaurant I went to.
What? Whitepeoplesincorporated.com or what?
What was it? The Rose?
Oh, my God.
What's that place?
Never been. But it's not much different than Northfield.
Oh, no.
Never seen a black person or Asian.
I know.
This is a different crowd.
We discussed this earlier. I had asked Derek if there was any black kids at his high school. I think the same
one.
Day.
One, right?
I asked you the same Saul. Day.
Salman?
He
was
and
also
then
the
there
Jewish
was,
guy?
There was. wait.
Covered both
same,
bases.
Same,
yeah.
In
junior high, there were two in my grade. There was Aquarius.
What?
And there
Aquarius?
Was, yeah, and Brian O'Leary.
The kid's name's Aquarius?
Brian O'Leary, Aquarius, and I would do the Roger Rabbit dance together.
I love the
like,
Roger Rabbit.
Like any time the chorus teacher wasn't looking.
Do you know how long it took me to do the Roger Rabbit?
It took a while, but Brian O'Leary
like
had
year.
Me. Brian O'Leary had me doing it,
he
man.
He had you doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Was there a nickname for Aquarius?
No, we just
no?
called
not
it
Aqua.
Aquarius. She left.
Who names their kid after a zodiac sign?
Yeah,
I don't know. Who names their kid Apple?
Yeah, that's
true.
A mistake.
All right, one last story in the Hot Topics for
Apple,
you.
I am so mad at you.
My kid Orange would never understand that.
Oh, God. I'm going to name my kid Pear.
You know, Lemon's been having trouble with her menstrual cycle.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Come here, grape.
Watermelon, I'm so...
Raspberry, get over here.
Anyway, Abercrombie & Fitch is selling padded bikini tops to young girls.
Oh, my God.
Abercrombie & Fitch is known for its racy ads for adults, but some say they went too far by trying to push up bathing suits to young girls.
Don't you remember the big controversy with them in Harvard Square? There were like hundreds of people protesting
the
t-shirt. It was like two wongs don't make it white.
Oh, right. That's right.
Oh, God.
That's funny, though.
It was a really good idea.
It's funny.
I haven't really stepped in there since that.
Anyway, we're too old to go in there. The push-up bras and bathing suits are not certainly not unusual shopping except for little girls. That's weird. They don't need that. the push-up tops were made for girls as young as 7 years old. They changed the website. They took
that's
the word push-up
weird.
Out, but they're still being advertised. So.
Oh, my.
That's not
scary.
What they're called, like, technically. That's not what they're calling it.
Well, they were calling them push-ups, and then they got scathing emails, probably, and changed it, but they're still offering the same product.
Yeah.
And saying that it's padded and blah, blah, blah. Like,
it's really interesting.
You know, your 7-year-old daughter, Cantaloupe, was walking around with,
good one.
With her padded push-up bra. I think that's a little bit of a show, don't you?
That's at 7, yeah.
Yeah, 7 years old.
A little bit young for that.
Mango,
kind of
you should be proud of your size.
Pineapple, they're fine.
Dragon fruit, pull up your bikini.
Persimmon.
Persimmon.
Kumquat, come here. What would you call that kid for short?
Quat?
Probably.
See, that kid
there.
Is screwed, man.
Leachy, I can't believe you got an F on your test. Do you know there was a kid at my school named Money?
No.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. And there's his brother, I think, was named Unique. Oh,
no.
I am not
what
kidding.
What was their last name?
I don't remember. But
bag.
Yeah, the Unique and
Money.
Money
bag.
Yeah, there was some fun. Oh, and there was also a girl named Circle. I am not kidding.
Oh, that's
you.
A horrible name.
Circle. Wow. I mean, I.
What's
what
she,
are you doing to your kid?
She could just put an O on her papers. Good.
That's her signature. Just Circle.
For short.
Wow. Anyway, when we come back, we so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all I'm going to say.
We so excited.
Let's take a little break.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hi there. Are you a large person, pleasantly plump, a little on the hefty side, perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want. Because at Thornton Melon's Tall and Fat Stores, we've got you covered. That's right, fine woolen. And woolen blends suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky, stout, extra stout, and the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and on our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Melon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
Georgian Melon's Tall and Fat, 150 locations across America.
Lou, did you see the new spot?
Yeah, I seen it.
Do I look fat in it?
You could lose a couple of pounds.
I gotta get bigger actors.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, this is Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back to the show. And
this
always,
is the hottest song.
This is the best song ever. You can tune in and chime in on email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Thank you. Become a fan on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. And chime in live at 661-467-2416. And we're so excited.
Oh, this is so great.
This is Rebecca Black's song called Friday that has become the most like watched thing on YouTube ever.
I feel like we should play it for our guests that are here.
I definitely think we should play it for our guests.
Put it on the monitor here.
Yeah. I've got some information anyway. Rebecca Black is, I think she's 13.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And she has become the product of ARC Records or ARC Productions, which is like a production company in California where they, ARC Music Factory, an LA-based vanity production company for aspiring young teen singers. She offered two songs, and she said it on Friday because she told the Daily Beast that the other song was an adult love. I haven't experienced that yet.
good choice.
Anyway, it racked up 16 million hits on YouTube and has overtaken Charlie Sheen's preeminence on the site. So she's the next Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
We're so excited. We're so excited. Anyway, what do you think about Friday? We turned it down for a little bit.
I have mixed feelings about this. In some ways, I kind of dig it.
I actually kind of like more than the more I listen to it, the more it's like kind of catchy.
And when Julie first sent me the video last week.
Anyway, thanks for Mark Wolfing Wine, by the way.
Oh, we have wine now. Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah. When I watched it like many times. Mm-hmm. I think I've watched it like times in a row. We'll play it here so everyone can see. But I don't know. There's something. I think there's something because there's a lot of production in it,
yeah.
And I think she seems to be. She can actually sing. There's a news interview of her. And she, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So she can actually sing. But in this song, you're like she's just like singing one note, kind of.
Yeah. And the video is actually kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know what really throws it for me is the lyrics. Here are the aforementioned. Fabulous lyrics.
I like
point out a few really good ones.
I like the part when she says Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah's back. She's back from the...
We'll play it for Sarah to see, too.
From the green room.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway, Sarah, have you heard about the new song Friday by Rebecca Black?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Put the cans on.
I think I just heard some of it.
Green
room.
We'll play the video
so
you can see
Friday.
It on here, too.
This is 13-year-old Rebecca Black. Some of the greatest lyrics are... 7 a.m., waking up in the morning, got to be fresh, got to get downstairs, got to have my bowl, got to have cereal, seen everything, the time is going, ticking on, everybody's rushing, got to go down, bus stop, got to catch my bus, I see my friends, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, got to make up my mind up, which sheets did I take? And then the chorus is Friday, getting down on Friday, everybody's looking forward to the weekend, and then there's some really good lyrics later in the song where, 7:45, we're driving on the highway, cruising so fast, I want time to fly. Fun, think about fun.
Fun.
It's 15.
It is.
Yeah.
partying, yeah. But my favorite lyric after the break, yesterday was
she
Thursday.
She sounds very articulate.
Yeah. Yesterday was Thursday, today is Friday. Partying. We so excited, gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday. And Sunday comes afterwards. I don't want this to end.
Okay, yeah.
Here, we'll play it. We'll play it here so you guys can see it.
Have you listened to this very much?
A little bit slower, and we got a
Sesame Street
episode.
Who made this video?
This is Arc Music Production in California. Arc Music.
And are you telling me she's making it huge now?
Yes, because this is getting one of YouTube hits because it's kind of bad. And she's actually getting, like, scorned on the web, but I mean, she's 13, but it's still really bad.
So she can really act. Like, she's, like, got that.
She can really act.
She's acting like,
that's
I love
my favorite
it.
Part, I see my friend.
She's smiling.
It's got almost 6 million hits. Oh my God, Kay, you know this? What's going on?
Yeah.
Friday, I've heard this.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Yes. Probably she's 13.
Let me say though, I thought, you know, like
I had a few pimples when I was 13.
Oh shit, I still have them.
I had a pimple
35.
Yesterday. Oh yeah.
I had how old she was?
Pardon. Yeah, I thought it was maybe 15. She's a little older than.
I think so.
Oh, you know what's really weird here?
I think she's 15 or 16.
No, she's definitely 13.
She is?
Yeah, she's an 8th grader.
My
you
friend,
see something
my,
weird
my,
here.
Right.
The lyrics ever.
Who wrote the lyrics?
The backseat. Probably the producer.
Yeah.
Someone put some money into the video.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's $2,000 to make the video.
Okay, I just thought you see something that I didn't know.
I love that when I was 13, I was just driving around in a car
in
with my friends. Yeah.
She's all done up here. If you see her
in
every
real
day,
life. Oh, she looks younger.
She's not attractive, really.
Oh, I think she's kind of cute.
She's kind of cute,
yeah.
But not. They really did her up here.
Partying.
I would
partying,
never have
partying.
Been allowed to wear those kind of heels at
oh,
that
me
age.
Neither.
Yeah,
me
huge.
Neither.
Or that much makeup for that matter.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my favorite
oh,
part.
Great. We're so excited.
I should have sung that up on my bar mitzvah.
Just in case you didn't know.
Oh my
oh.
God!
So bad.
I'm really glad that she's teaching me this. Okay.
And wait, who is this guy now?
I think he's one of the producers, but he's just a random dude.
Oh, he is in the other video. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, who's the black guy? Like, well,
she's
kinda...
made. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. She's made more than one video.
No,
you
no.
Said in the other video.
Oh, no.
They have a video of like them doing the song.
Oh.
Like
oh.
I'm a.
What does that mean, though? Got to get down on Friday.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But I sent when I found out about
this. Look at
this,
how many dislikes it has.
Oh, that's pretty huge.
How many
I know she's
dislikes?
Got a lot of a million.
Partying.
I know she got a lot of hate mail.
Next
year. She did.
GGDOF.
I know, she's only 13. I think some of it was a little bit harsh.
Look for that in the dictionary next year. GGDOF. GGDOF. Got to get down on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So,
nice with a
tip
in. I like
it. Some of the commentary is from celebrities about her.
Celebrities? I don't know, but here's some of
like
the online...
Like Lady Gaga, what is she saying?
Oh, I don't know, but I have an interview from Good Morning America in which she was featured. Here it is.
Tween pop singers become a huge overnight sensation. Coming under attack, her music video went viral after it was blasted as the worst song ever. We just said that, and here's the numbers. 16 million hits online and climbing. Andrea Kenny's become the queen of our internet sensations. First it was Charlie Sheen, now it's Rebecca. She spoke to you exclusively. Andrea?
Yeah, good morning, George. I don't know. Is something wrong with me? I think it's sort of catchy. It went up 2 million downloads last night alone. The song, it's called Friday. It's about an eighth grader who's getting ready for the weekend, getting ready to party. It's obviously made
what
Rebecca
eighth grader
Black
parties on the weekend, by
I know.
The way.
She is now totally
and what are they
cool,
doing partying? Like, what is their partying?
I'm going to like maybe a sleepover. School dance, that's it.
She does make more sense than Charlie Sheen.
Oh, they're going to play
that
the
song.
That
is true.
Again.
She does.
She does.
And she's not scary.
She's definitely not scary.
Give her a few years.
Care Bear.
She's the latest teen queen to hijack the internet and our attention.
Gotta catch my bus. I see my friend. That's my favorite line.
And she smiles and looks over.
Around the world.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna have that as my ringtone.
Oh no.
Just you wait.
Oh, please.
You must
I've heard
feel
enough.
Like you're in a dream right now.
I can't tell if I'm awake or not. It's crazy.
When did you realize that things were really getting out of control?
After seeing it go from 4,000 views to 70,000 views in one night, and then waking up and it was at 200,000 views, that was when I realized this is going to be big.
But the song has become famous for all the wrong reasons.
Gotta jump, gotta pet a cat, blueberries, strawberries, so
all
many
the parodies.
Blues.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Friday, an unintentional parody of modern pop. And the general public
sorry,
has
speaking,
been...
Sorry, speaking of parodies, I've got a couple of parodies here. We've got Wednesday.
You
got
to play them.
Yeah, there's a lot of covers, too.
Wait. How do you like the wine?
Oh,
the wine
delicious.
Is delicious.
It's really
isn't it really wonderful?
Yeah.
It's so
really good.
Good. Here's that's a
thank
shout
you.
Out to Jessica Cooper for introducing me to
oh.
it.
Oh. Good show.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Wednesday. This is Kyle C.
In the morning, cause it's better time to wake up than the afternoon. Afternoon is later than the morning you had a bed. Also, there is evening too. That is another.
Use some
time.
Toilet paper
there
to wipe
is
your
so
ass.
You need
okay.
To know all three in the morning.
Good one.
Brush your teeth. That's right, left.
Sorry. Why would you give me these? You know I hate choices. It's Wednesday. That's the day I said twice.
It's hump day, Wednesday.
Anyway, that's Kyle Thief. And also here's Ethan Newberry's parody, which is called Saturday.
Wow, music is going down the tube fast
really
in pop in the pop world. In the pop world.
This was actually really funny. It's funnier with the video.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, Jesus.
My favorite part is the goat Jesus part.
That was great.
It doesn't really
that
make any
great.
Sense. It's just kind of funny. Anyway, there I was taking a look at some of the other videos that were being produced by this
yeah.
Arc Music Productions and some of the other good songs. And here is Without Your Love by Brittany Rutter.
Grand Shake, but so
Oh, what happened to my mic?
What do you mean? I hear
you're
you.
On.
Oh, you hear
yeah,
me?
It's good.
Oh, I don't hear myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, now I'm back. Anyway, so if you have $2,000 and a dream.
Is that how much it costs that she paid for the song?
Yeah. This is what you can come up with.
Did they do the video, too? That's something
yeah,
I didn't
they do
hear.
The video and the song. You
that
know
was
what?
Great, because that's what got big was
deal.
The video.
Yeah.
Everyone kept sending that link around.
This is very upsetting. So if you want to hear real talent, though, someone who's really thrown a lot of her own money into her own work is Jamie Lynn Hart.
Yes, she's very good.
She's very good. It's, you know, more pop, bluesy, R&B-ish. Pop, R&B, soul kind of thing.
Well, a lot of real musicians are very much struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her
like
name is Jamie Lynn Hart. Check her out. She's on YouTube.
And here's another ARC Music
well, this
production.
Is so bad. This, I mean, I have to stop listening. I mean, this is like...
Yeah, this is kind of bad.
Here's it's like pulling teeth.
Here's Abby Victor, Crush on You.
Oh, God. Oh. They all just sound so homogenous.
They do, don't they? They love to. They dust
the
days in the song.
Weekdays, yeah.
$2,000.
I'm out with my friends. Yes, $2,000. You got it.
Even if you can't sing.
Thank you.
I was just anyone, you can do it.
I saw this video. She looks like she's like 13. Also.
It just doesn't really do much for me.
No, it's all the same.
But
she doesn't sound like she's 13.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, she sounds older.
She looks like she's 13. I think the lyrics are a little better than Friday. Got
yeah.
It down on Friday. Today is Friday. Oh. Yesterday was Thursday. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I love
in
the
case
part.
In case you didn't know.
I love the part when she says Friday.
I love the part when she says, "We so excited."
Someone's going to do a song of the month.
She can actually, yeah, right? She can actually sing, though.
I think she can
there's
sing.
When she did the ad, she, but when you listen to this, you're like, she can't sing.
It sounds, you
but,
know what it is? It's the Friday.
Yeah, it's
Friday.
Really weird.
Gotta get down
it's
on
really
Friday.
Weird.
It's that. Because
they
that.
Had her do the,
Oh, the anthem?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Wait, I got that here somewhere.
Like, it kind of, I mean, at least to me, it seemed like she could sing. I don't know.
Let's see.
Unreal. That would just make
Bieber. She's talking about Bieber here.
On some level,
she wants to sing with
I
Bieber.
I don't think I'm the worst singer, but I don't think I'm the best singer.
No, it's Live Friday.
Right.
Who would your dream duet be with?
I have Bieber fever. I am in love.
I don't know
with
if it's after
Bieber.
This or before this.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I did hear it.
Voice technology. How much did you change?
Oh no, here
it is.
Actually, not a lot.
These are the producers from ARC production.
She was actually in key. Her voice was actually really good.
Sing a couple lines for us from the national anthem.
Sure. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
A little flat on that note.
Do you think you're a good singer?
I think I have talent on some level. I don't
done.
Think I'm...
Yeah. Anyway,
please.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
so,
now she
ridiculous.
Does this one no auto-tune thing. And
what's happening to yeah. people's taste levels, okay?
It's going down, but you know what it is?
But
it's,
you know what? It's in
teenage,
the masses.
It's
don't worry.
Girls.
There's
it's
still people that appreciate jazz and classical
oh,
music.
Yeah.
And, okay, we're all right.
Totally. No, no.
I know, but I'm just so upset by this.
It's the 13
really
and 14-year-old, like 12-year-old, like they love the mono-tune,
yeah.
just homogenized. Music.
Speaking of which,
I mean, I used to love
any
New
of
Kids
your
the block.
Students that
they were terrible.
Are all of your students at Canton singing Broadway or pop stuff?
I have yet to be to Canton. Good, going first this Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Because I had to schedule everybody, and that was like herding cats.
I've got like 4 of them doing classical music.
Yeah, good. That's what they're going to be doing. That and musical theater.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Though I have one boy who is absolutely a rocker, and we do everything from Bob Dylan to Radiohead. He
nice.
Is amazing.
You're not going
to
give him Friday?
Such no, a good song.
Dude, he's a good singer. He's a good kid.
I'm sure you can buy that somewhere.
My
sheet music.
My favorite song. Yeah, I bet it's out there.
It's my new favorite
he's
song.
He's learning Ray LaMontagne's Shelter right now. Which
oh,
is
that's great. Great song.
He's got
good
voice,
one.
This kid. So anyway, have you heard about the dude that... has done commentary for nature programs.
No. What are you talking about?
He did one on the honey badger. Oh my God!
Honey badger?
What? Yeah, I think it's on YouTube. It's
nice beaver.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Well, I want to see that one.
Yeah, you do. You do.
What is that?
It's really.
No,
I don't know. Maybe I'll prep it for. It's pretty funny.
Anyway, I am looking now on Twitter for a fun show to call into.
Oh, we're gonna.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what we should do? We should tease it. We should take a break.
All right.
And we're gonna call. We're going to call another radio show.
I'm going to look for one to call.
There are other ones?
Yeah. We're going to call another one.
Want to call
what's going on with them?
It's Barbie Bitch Radio.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we'll take a break, and then we'll call some random show.
All right.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
This is a song about corn nuts and intensely crunchy snacks. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut, lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut, lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
And it's almost April Fool's Day, which means it's time for a prank.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do this now for a couple weeks.
So I've been going through the Twitter feed with the hashtag Blog Talk Radio, and I've come up with a list of shows that are actually broadcasting at this very moment. And I've come across a winner, Listen to Healthy Sexuality, a conversation on A Beautifully Me.
Wow.
Winning?
So I think they're on. Are they on now? Let's click on it and see what happens.
All right.
I hope we don't lose our feed.
I don't know how it's going to work here.
Who's going to talk?
Well, we're just listening to their show now.
Oh,
stupid advertisement. I hate this advertisement. In front of every Blog Talk Radio show, clicky offy. There we go.
Clicky-offy.
This is not on right now, is it? Oh, no, it was on. Oh, we just missed it. Darn it.
Oh, we got to find one that's on.
All right, we got to find
7
one that's
o'clock
on.
Hour. Well, it could be a short show or something.
Let's see. There's a lot of anytime is going on right now.
I wish we listened to that one show. What was that one?
Oh, the one with the real-life superheroes?
Yeah. It's it's one about someone helping you get dressed in the morning, like lay out your clothing.
Oh, the Fly Lady show.
Fly Lady.
I need
She's
that.
Very popular.
Yeah, I need that. Put your lace-up shoes on. I mean, I don't even...
She is very popular,
right,
and I don't
get it
know.
All mixed up.
Right? It's good
to
have a show
that
would help you with that.
The underwear throws me.
She is really popular. What's this? It's Barbie Bitch Radio. What the hell is this?
Is that on now?
It's on.
Yeah,
on right now.
I'm excited.
We
got to
call one
there.
Of these.
Dress up in the morning is on at night?
No.
Go figure.
Are
they here in China?
Is this someone else's show?
What was his
good prediction.
One, 2, 3, bar?
Mm-hmm. Turn it up a
little bit. Are you sure that's
the one? 1, 2, 3, bar?
Uno, dos, tres, bar.
I'm not
Friday.
Sure.
Friday.
we can't understand you. But okay. How can we have 1, 2, 3, bar? Because I just went to Twitter.
All right, I think we have a winner.
All right, let's
I'm gonna tell you their number.
All right. Hopefully, I can do that here.
All right.
Let's see. How do I call? Where's the number thing here?
Number thing.
Enter number. Wait. United States.
Oh dear.
How do you do this?
Dial a one.
I'm telling you, this is pretty good
Uno,
wine.
Dos.
Let's talk about it, Rex Goliath.
Okay. I think I can do it now.
30 gold medals.
What are we gonna say when we call them?
We'll just say. Hi, this is the Derek and Kay Show, and we're just listening to your fine radio program.
Fine radio program.
Barbie.
Wait, can we hear her? Can we hear it again?
Yeah, here we go.
Hear
a minute
of it.
Here we go.
It's 1, 2, 3, Bob. I ain't never lie.
I ain't never lie.
I'm like, well, until you get your name correct, if you remember your Twitter name, Jen Harrow, because we don't got time to play games.
All right.
Kay, you're talking.
All right. I think you're gonna have to help
it's
us with this
awesome.
One.
Awesome. All right. So 626.
Do I have to dial 1?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. 626.
414.
414.
3440.
3440.
Mark, is there a picture?
We were calling. What's the name of the show?
Barbie Bitch.
It's Barbie Bitch Radio.
Oh, it's on Barbie Bitch. Here we go. Hmm.
I feel like I'm at Durlac.
I know, right? I don't know if it's going to work.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Great, I'm familiar
if
with this.
If you desire to speak to the host,
we do.
We definitely want to speak to the host.
I love the
host,
I press one.
You are now in the host queue.
Great.
Wow. I never thought I'd see your face. Ain't a woman in love that can take my mom.
Are they answering the phone?
I hope so. Good programming.
Get to go home or with the phone with the big phone.
I get a lot of callers.
We're in the queue?
We're in the queue.
Can you,
that implies that there's more than
is
one.
Is there a chat thing?
No.
Are they speaking English?
I think I saw this on TV.
What the hell's going on here?
We're in the host queue.
Cartoon Network.
Pick up the phone.
Pick it up the fucking phone.
Go to the phone.
That's fine.
Is that a caller doing that?
Maybe. It
that's
could
pretty
be a
good.
Caller.
I got to work on that.
Oh, yeah. Why can't we be on air?
Speaking of weird names, there was someone once named G-Ma. Like G-Mama. G-Ma.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is his Twitter name, sir?
Are we in queue?
We're in
I
queue.
Hope they pick us up.
My Twitter name is Nikki's Campaign.
Oh, dear.
Nikki's Campaign.
Oh, we got to drink some more wine.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
I can write 10.
Oh, yeah, I can
understand. What
I'm talking about.
How
we out here?
What?
What?
For drunken underage
kids.
Right.
Yeah, so I give her like an 8. Yeah, I give it. Don't we come
to take
my money. I'll give you 8.
All right,
all right.
I'm bored of this
next
now.
One, yeah,
we're going to have to find
somebody else, man.
We are definitely going to call.
Wait.
The marijuana happy hour.
Right,
oh my God. Come on.
All our listeners just went to our last show.
So let's see what they've got going on right
okay.
now.
Love listen. It. Love it.
Hey, man. How you doing? I'm gonna roll me one right now.
Wait, this is live?
You got anything
yeah.
to eat?
Really? They're just playing music?
I don't know. Let's call them. 646.
Hold on. All right, let me get the. Oh, wait, I'm calling them again. I don't want to do that.
Oh, you are? That's
okay,
fine.
Wait,
too.
No. We're trying.
Call marijuana happy hour. I want to feel at home.
I gotta retype over here.
God.
So I dial 1. Okay, yep.
I'll talk.
646.
646.
727.
727.
1828.
1828. And we're calling
the marijuana happy hour.
Great. And we've got questions.
Blog Radio.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Great.
If you desire to speak to the host,
we
please
do.
Press 1 at any time.
Okay.
And the host will be noticed.
One.
You are now in the host queue.
Great.
Oh,
I hope
wow.
they're not just playing music.
They're just playing music? Good one. Yeah.
You're hanging up on them?
That's a loser. We're hanging up on them. And we're going to call. Oh, it's in 30 minutes. Damn it.
Oh, damn.
All right. Let's see. I don't want to call any of the religious shows because they might get upset.
Yeah.
What's Struggle in Progress? That sounds religious, too.
Because religious people get upset.
Yeah, they get upset.
Yeah, but that sounds
they're
like
all high
fun.
And mighty.
I'm sorry.
It does sound like sin fun. Chocolate City, Turn It Up Tuesdays.
Turn It Up Tuesdays
but
on
it's
a Sunday.
Sunday.
Hold on. I don't know.
This is fun.
Oh, it's a rebroadcast? Oh, forget it.
There's got to be something on live.
It's Barbie Bitch Radio was on live.
Go back.
They're not picking up the phone.
Let's go back to it.
You want me to go back?
Yeah, let's go back
to
it. Let's try again.
I think I can. Where's history? Where's history?
No, fakey. Do you want a number again?
Wait, I think I can do this somehow. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm addicted to the corn.
Oh, boy.
I need the corn.
Oh, wait.
The whoa.
What?
I may have
that?
It here.
626-414-3440.
3440. That's this one here. Okay.
Who's this? Barbie?
This is It's
Back
Barbie,
Barbie
Bitch,
Bitch
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Minaj.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
we certainly
please
do.
Press 1 at any time.
All right.
You are now in the host queue.
Great.
You're getting pressed because they're giving you a score. Like, it's not that serious. You act like it's a real American Idol. So I could see how you were acting.
Oh, they're talking Idol, too.
Oh, they're talking Idol.
Like a bitch. So stay mad, stay pressed. At the end of the day, Kimonaj Idol is on. And we're going to rock out.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad. It's just for fun.
Yeah, come on.
Phone.
Pick it up.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready to listen to Nicki Mix? You see them? Hell yeah. Pow, BBR. You ready to listen to Nicki Mix?
Are they serious?
I'm Playboy Pim.
How are they not checking the phone?
Yeah.
It's tough sometimes.
It is tough.
So I'm about to play it right now.
They're just talking on their cell phones.
Let's get it. Fight a pig.
What do you mean?
Fight a pig.
They're probably they're broadcasting with their phone. What happened?
The real one started me.
I don't know.
The watered down one, the one you know.
Damn it.
No good.
No good.
All right, we're hanging up on them.
Oh no. Okay. That's tomorrow. All right, now we're getting down to the dregs. All right, can we hang up on them?
I
want
to try marijuana happy hour one more time. We got to.
Really?
I don't know. It could be so
music.
Great, though, if that dude picks up.
I think they were just playing music. Hold on. Okay. Let me see what they're doing.
Yeah, but
right
that
now.
Wasn't marijuana happy hour music.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was angry.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It was definitely angry.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's see. Let's see what they've got.
Are you playing?
On.
Wait, aren't we still calling Barbie Bitch?
Blog Talk Radio.
We got to get one of these.
I left that school, went to a local.
Oh, they're talking. Our call.
Okay.
All right. 6 4.
You had to leave school for standing up for what you believe.
1-646.
727.
727.
1828.
1828.
All right. Love Skype.
It's great.
Amazing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk
Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
What's
Blog
Talk Radio?
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
1.
You are now in the host queue.
Remove your clothing. Let's have fun.
Skateboarding punks
about the beat
you deserve. Too. You guys are the guys that came over and fucked my wife, aren't you?
Whoa.
Oh.
Fuck your wife.
I don't think that's necessary. Pick up the phone.
Huh. You fucked Dr. Saul's wife, did you? You little son of a
what
bitch.
What the hell's going on in this show?
Wow, these are not stoned people.
You think you're fucking funny, man? Whoa. You think you're
a wife now?
I don't have a wife anymore. It's a bunch of skateboarding assholes came over and fucked me.
Huh.
I haven't skated since my freshman year, dude.
Beating guys up,
dude.
Skateboarding,
dude.
Having sex
dude.
With my wife. I know you are, you little punk.
What?
Right
hey, what? Hey, what? Hey, what the hell's going on? Hello?
21 years ago.
Pick up the phone, dumbasses.
I'm
phone?
Not even 21.
So.
Ring, ring.
I'm phone. Not even 20.
How is that possible? That, like,
ring, ring.
I would have been, like, in someone's stomach for at least, like,
5 years if that happens.
Yeah, I get that. Like,
5 years, yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Some people are premature, but 5 years, another story.
Your mom was skateboarding and had sex with my wife. With you in her.
What? Oh, my God. This
guy. Your mom doesn't skateboard. She never did. She horseback rider.
I'm not joking.
What's going on?
No, she did not. Yes, she did. You don't know nothing, man.
What the hell?
Yeah, you did it. Fuck my mama, and I don't think that's very cool.
Whoa. First it was your wife, and now it's your mom? What the hell is going on here?
No. I'm from Alabama, man.
It's a good act.
Yeah, it's good. It's an act.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Phone?
Did I get your autograph?
Phone?
Who's in the family stays in the family.
Pick up the phone?
Ew.
I'm saying.
Pick up in the family.
I really don't know what you're saying.
Phone.
Mama was a whore, and you fucked her.
Wow.
You did. You fucked her for goddamn.
All right, let's hang up.
All right, that's not working.
Fail? All right. Let's see.
Hang up.
We got.
Damn, we
got
to get one.
All right, try Barbie, bitch.
Wait. I don't know if I can.
Wait.
I'm
going to
leave. I'm going to go turn that out of my car.
Oh, we got Hype Radio.
School. Anything you want is all urban.
Still on.
Listen to it. Plus,
different guy. Same thing.
The Shadow Run Radio Show. We still do the classic shows if you miss those.
Great.
Also, we have Grace Roberts. She does a show called.
All right, apparently it's 19 minutes remaining. Let's call.
All right,
it's the Hype Radio.
Great.
646.
1-646.
200.
200.
3368.
3368.
I have no idea what the hell they're talking about, but they're on.
All right. Fantastic.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
horrible,
please press
one.
1 at any time. You are now in the host queue.
Wow.
Two knickers in a bunch.
Wow. What up, crew? Jamie Minson here. I am the Ride, Jamie Ride. This summer, we're heading to the East Coast. Portland, Maine, all the way down to beautiful Miami Beach, Miami, or Miami Beach, Florida.
Pick up the phone.
Come see the beast, and we're going to get it in. And I'm focalizing what we do now.
We didn't get in.
Pick up the phone. All right, here's another one. Here's the last one we're going to try.
I like you. Pick up the phone.
Wait, maybe he's going
to
go to the phone.
Because here in
he's just
going to
keep going.
I keep thinking you're talking to me. Pick up the phone.
Pick up the damn phone.
It's in our best interest to encourage our children to do more every day. And that's how I'm pounding the pavement. Every day. So not just Ride, but Ride You and Ride Your Kids, and no pun intended.
How about Rozelle?
Hide your kids.
Beatbox.
One love to jump off. Jimmy out. Ride, Jimmy, ride! All right.
Go to the phones.
And so what we're going to do now is...
Okay. Go to the phones.
All right, here's what we're going to do now. We have limited time. We are going to go to the 411 and the 216.
There you go.
411-216 or South Cleveland Concierge, Bambi Cash Busy.
All right, hang up.
You might be going on the phone.
And it's the Jimmy while we are here.
Is that what that meant?
No. It doesn't mean anything.
Hang up.
All right, hang up.
Okay.
All right, last thing we're going to try is the Antichrist Chronicles.
Oh,
my God.
Fantastic.
Oh, ready?
Excited.
Ready? Okay.
Yep.
This is exciting.
347.
347.
855.
855.
8164. And they're on now.
8164?
Yes.
If you believe.
Oh, boy.
Antichrist Chronicles.
Christ.
With somebody.
I believe
with
in
Kathy
my belly
Bradshaw.
Button.
All right, I don't know how
paranormal
we're going to do this.
And spiritual radio
in my
at
belly
finest.
Button.
Call failed.
What? No, right, no yes. way.
247.
No, 347.
Oh, that's my problem.
Yeah, Derek.
That would be my problem then.
DK. Wow. DK Boston.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's Blog Talk Radio?
There are no shows scheduled within
what?
The next 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
It says on live now.
Connect to Allstate
Jesus
now
Christ.
For a free car
insurance. All right,
anti-Jesus Christ.
Come on, let's try Barbie Bitch.
We got to get someone.
Always going back to Barbie Bitch. Reliving your youth.
You want to go back to Barbie Bitch?
Yeah,
right now?
I mean, we could talk about little Barbie. Come on, man.
All right. I don't
Ken
think
the
I have
bastard.
The. I'm not. I didn't,
is it? I think it was a
3440. It ended with.
Sarah remembers.
Oh, here
I know the
here
number. 3440.
Ask we
Derek.
4 minutes ago.
Ask Derek.
All right, here I'm sending it.
All right.
Ask Derek how good I am with numbers.
Yeah, I got 4414-3440.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah, Sarah remembers numbers.
Yeah.
Eric and I have been friends for 19 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
She's tweeting a lot, this Barbie bitch.
Maybe she can go to the
Welcome
phone.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to be the host,
pressing one.
You're
now in the host queue.
A novel idea.
I'm a monster, yes, I'm a beast, and my feet when I conquer, but I'm alone.
They're always singing on Barbie bitch radio.
All these riches,
we're missing something.
Can we phone?
All this way, just to say, hey, this town should save me.
This is quality broadcasting now.
Maybe I can feel myself giving up.
Yeah.
This town should save me.
All right.
That was dope.
You know what else
Thank
is dope?
For that.
Someone calling on the phone.
Feedback on that, I think you may have allowed the nerve to get to you a little bit. Yes. But you definitely sang that.
Pick
and
up the phone.
I'll give that.
Yeah. Practice more.
You know what? I'm
going to
retweet. I'm going to reply.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Why, they tweeted you?
And I need someone to tweet me.
If she's so much on the Twitter.
I just retweeted.
Good.
We are trying to call you.
I'm
pick up.
Seven.
Good.
Derek and Kay Show.
Jeez. Okay.
I'm thinking. What are they doing? Gravity Love Save Me.
Does your brain hurt? Take Tylenol.
My brain hurts.
Thank you, Kim, for calling in and singing.
Dude, we're going to get some Indian food.
Oh, that's a call.
Thank you. Really quick, Galactic, if you can, tell people how to call in from Skype because I have so many people.
Oh, my God, we are calling you from Skype. Pick up the damn phone.
They don't know how it works. Okay. They just said.
It
doesn't matter. It's a regular call.
If you want to call from Skype, you go to Blog Talk Radio and you click on the link that I'm sure someone tweeted by now. And you gotta have an account though. You gotta have a Blog Talk account.
It doesn't matter.
And then
we're
there's a little
the
button. It's all blue. It says call. And if you wanna call, all right.
So we're gonna fucking do that.
And, oh, you
angry.
And then
all right, Derek.
And
I want you to look it up on your computer there.
For the Blog Talk,
yeah.
And then
right.
We have to log in, I guess.
Yeah, yeah log in.
Yeah.
I'm determined to make this work. We got 12 minutes to make the magic happen.
Friday,
wait.
Friday.
Should I hang up on
him? Next caller.
What's up?
Hello.
It's me, not you.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
It's the Derek and Kay Show. How are you guys?
Can you hear?
I'm going to sing.
What?
I want to sing.
It wasn't us.
Oh, it's not you. All right. Go to the page on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll call from the director. We'll do the
Barbie bitch.
But she
Barbie
just bitch. Got on the phone with someone else. We gotta call marijuana people.
Oh, they got nothing going on. Oh my can.
What's going on?
There we go. We're back.
Okay.
All right.
Barbie bitch radio on
demand.
What's
up with that guy in the bottom corner?
The whole team is Barbie bitch radio. All one.
Okay.
There goes the team.
There.
I'm going there.
Okay.
I might have to.
You like that?
You got to hang up on her. What's your email anyway?
I'm just playing.
Okay. So on air now. Where's the
messages,
where's the
Mark?
Where's the? What were they talking about? I'm looking here now.
Call Skype now button. Let's see.
I don't. Do we have to be logged in?
You got to log in.
I'm not logged in. Okay. Boy, I hope you hear our show when I log in.
That would be really bad.
Okay, logging in.
And once again, I have not played the priest audio.
Oh, that's right. So.
Oh, here we are.
We're here.
On you say.
So I say.
On you say.
Is the upper right calling?
Let's see. How do you call
Barbie bitch?
Did you play?
You know what? Click on that.
This?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it takes you to a separate show page.
Okay, we're going here.
Play chat. What?
I don't know, man.
Oh, it's so hard. Yeah, click that.
I don't know what's going on here.
The isn't it?
This is how we lose our callers.
Oh, it's so hard.
Could be. Yeah, yeah. We don't have people calling us.
Right.
Oh, I don't see anything about playing, no.
Spit I had it on nick. Mine for
yeah, that's sure. What I thought. Did that just say split a what?
Spit a nick. Spit a Nicky verse.
What? Spit a Nicky verse.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Spit a Nicky verse. Spit a
Shouldn't
Nicky
we hear
verse.
Their show?
Only if you press play.
How about follow?
Oh, forget
no,
it.
No, we're not going to follow.
This is a hot mess right now.
Online now. Oh, stupid ad.
We get the ad.
I don't know.
Barbie bitch ad.
Still singing.
I don't see any call button.
Oh, my God. Let's find the drugs.
Always singing
go back
at Barbie
to the
Radio.
Marijuana people.
Play chat.
Wop,
wop, wop. Down.
I like the first one. The
chat?
You think so?
I think this is probably the chat. Oh.
No.
Oh, click.
Yay!
All right.
Probably. Turn that off.
And there we go. All right.
I'm gonna get off the phone. Is this you?
Hello. No, not yet.
Hello.
Can we click this again?
Oh, here we go.
A lot of clicking.
Oh my gosh.
Launch application. Uh-oh.
It's so complicated.
What happened?
I don't know.
Something happened.
Something happened. Here comes. Wow.
Okay, doing that. Then we do this. We click. Let's see. We click the thing to talk.
Didn't you do that already? Click to talk.
Click that.
I feel this is deja vu, but you know.
Wait, what? You didn't click anything.
No, it just went away. Maybe I need to close this.
Oh.
Maybe call phone.
Maybe I should close this.
It says call phone.
This is great radio. Right
yeah,
now.
I know. Really good riveting
Sorry,
radio.
Guys, yeah.
Let me point to that.
You should be on the edge, of your
launch application.
Edge of your seat, man. I almost said edge of your pants.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
Bated breath. Bated breath, peeps.
All right. Here we go.
Great peeps.
Do you think they're still
Blog
singing?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is not much different.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
remove your
press
clothes
one.
And wear black socks.
You are now in the host queue.
Oh. Well, their radio is not much better.
You can stop asking me why.
Oh, my God.
And that was my singing.
They're still singing.
Hey, me. Go ahead and rap now.
Okay. Mark, you're spending the night here.
I'm popping up at the hood. I do it reluctantly. No competition. You ready? Yellow company.
Why are they rapping on their show and singing all the time?
No, let's go eat pancakes.
I'm popping up. It's soft. I spit it hard. I'm not soft. Fit a tee, skinny jeans, Alexander McQueen.
Skinny jeans. No, you don't. You look so hot in them. I'm so mad.
No skinny jeans.
Kay looks very hot in skinny jeans, Pete.
Like it's Matrix. I ripped the Red Sox to show
pictures. Ridiculous for not wearing
it. My name is Boston. They be in Boston.
Boston. Yeah.
You dig?
Pick up the phone. Yeah, we're calling right. you.
Especially Boston. Come on.
I like the rapping. The rapping was...
I think everyone's going to rap.
The singing was a little...
You got to ask them if they're in Boston.
Is this Barbie Bitch Idol?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if she's in the same building.
Oh, how awesome.
Right, yeah.
Be?
Right upstairs.
That'd be awesome.
You never know.
Wait.
Yeah.
I get the singing like a 6 and the rapping like an 8. So I'm going to call it 7.
Ow. Pow.
Come on.
Well, maybe you're
shout
supposed
out to
call
beat
in
me
and,
up
and,
underscore C1000 said shout out to all the people who actually have the balls to call in BBR. You are so right. Shout out to her for that.
Bitch.
Barbie Bitch Radio, BBR.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Team Nikki Boston, for calling in. And we hope you have a great day.
Great.
Thank
Love you.
Pick up.
Pick up, say goodbye.
You're on around BBR. What is up? Al Diggity was good.
Is this us?
Hello?
443, you're on BBR.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
This Mars. I mean,
oh,
Mars.
My God. It's us again. What
How
the hell?
Work?
I don't think we're doing this right.
No, we're, I mean, totally in.
No,
we're in the queue.
We told them. We did what they told us to do on Twitter.
That's all we're doing.
And on the radio.
Never mind.
Oh, my God. This is such a fail right
How
now.
How stupid can we feel? We say hi.
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 Hi. We're all saying hi.
We're waiting.
We already picked her up.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Hello?
Hello.
A new person.
So, 804.
We hear ourselves on there when we get on.
804.
804. That's not us, is it?
I don't know. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's an easy question.
That's not us again.
What is your Twitter name?
What is our Twitter name?
Yeah, number 2, Barney.
Oh,
number
my
4.
God. Why can't we just get in? How hard is it to get in? God. I don't understand.
We're not in the special
number
club,
Kim.
Do you think
they're booking? Are they streaming?
Do they have a bunch
323.
Of callers? Wait, number 2, Barney.
Your wait will be 4 hours.
Wait.
Number 2, Barbie, 4
Quad Talk listener. 026.
That's us?
Oh, no, is that them?
Why number 2?
Cause we're under my name, probably.
Oh, right.
That's right.
No, that's them. They're
people. Dude, you got to order food. I'm feeling this wine.
I'm tweeting now. I'm tweeting them.
Tell them we're in the queue and that we're a major talk show.
E.
Wow.
Is the number 4
national major talk show.
Yeah, we're global, actually.
Want to say hi to our listeners in China?
Yep.
Or at the Chinese restaurant. That is it.
We're going to eventually start talking about stock prices here.
All right, I just sent a tweet.
Yeah, that was a good point.
We're in line in our tweet.
We're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Sorry, dude. All right, well, shout out to you. So what are you doing for us today? I wanted to sing Can Anybody Hear Me?
Oh, my God.
Can anybody hear me?
So are they, is this what they're doing? Are they having like Blog Talk Radio Idol where people are calling
like
in and singing?
Yeah.
Then we could sing some crazy opera thing.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Go for it.
What are we going to do?
I've got to make sure
flower duet.
Correct.
Yeah, but I don't know what else is up.
I don't know it either.
But we can do something. We'll each sing something.
Well, I just made it too, so. Okay, it might not show up since she's already made it, but tweet I drag for Nikki right now. She sees you in her mentions.
I'm making sure I have people's names because I need it.
You just pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
So see me right now so I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess this means it's a bit of an intermission.
Just go to the phone.
Yeah, go to the phone. We're in your queue. Pick us up.
Wait.
Okay, well, what is it again?
Bad Bitch Barbie.
Sing it.
Barbie Bitch Radio.
Let's go.
Bad Bitch
Barbie. Oh, pick up Blog Talk Listener number 26.
I push it like I'm in labor. It heals.
Oh, my God.
Not again.
All right, I think we're done here. This is like...
Oh, well, I think we're done.
We gotta end strong.
You gotta hang up.
You gotta hang up.
All right.
We're losing faith.
Really sad.
All right, end call. You know what, Barbie Bitch Radio? We really wanted to talk to you at what we found. You were our number one go-to. We called how many times? Four or five times?
At least 4 times.
3 of them we thought we were on.
It was really crazy.
All right, maybe we'll try again next week.
Jeez.
I don't know.
It's really tough.
There goes our April Fool's prank.
It would have been so good. We'll have to get it down sometime.
What a horrible
maybe
way
we'll have
to end
to
the
do
show.
It. Maybe we'll have to pre-record it.
No, let's talk about something great, like condoms, wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese is good.
Wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese?
Yeah.
I love smoked Gouda.
Oh, yeah, you know,
smoked
for Gouda's sure.
Good.
Smoked Gouda is delicious.
And a good red wine with like an aged Parmesan.
Or an aged Gouda.
Yeah.
I like some aged cheddars.
Bakery.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch. Yeah.
Now, what would you drink, Kay, like a nice brie with? What do you like to have with your brie?
Nice Shiraz, maybe.
Yeah.
Creamy, go with a little sharpness of the Shiraz.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum. But lately, you know, I've been making the some like it hot cocktails.
Oh, right.
The
it's really good.
Infused
yeah.
Vodka.
It's really good.
So good.
Really hot?
Yes, hot.
Speaking of hot, are we going to get some Indian food when this 70 seconds is over?
We have to play the food game.
We would have to play the food game. That's the way to do it,
So that's when we all vote on food, and it's a fun game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so another week has passed, and I did not play the priest audio. It's going to be friggin' old news by the time I get
make
to it.
Make people wait for it.
Well, we'll make you beg for it.
Bated breath, peeps.
Anyway, I guess we'll be back next week.
Back next week.
And Sally Blog Talk Radio will step on my plug every time.
What time?
Anyway, follow us on Twitter at DK Radio on Twitter. And then, ooh, Humpty Dance, nice. Email us the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog on blogger at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Become a fan on Facebook and call in when we're live. I'm not going to give the number now.
And remember, drink 8 glasses of water a day.
And wine.
That's a lot.
Well, a glass of wine a day.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed
it. It's been real.
Nice. Hope you enjoyed our special bonus show. See you next week, everybody.
Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yo, ladies. To funk thee and all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like funk, funky, I like oatmeal, lumpy. I'm sick with this. This is the Darrington K Show.